Blog Talk Radio.
He said, you know my name. As soon as he did that, I was like, I love it.
Love it.
You know my name. He said it again. He said, you know my name.
every voice, let's raise this real big, say, oh, how you walk with me, and oh, how you walk with me, oh, how you talk with me, and oh, how you walk with me. And oh, how you tell me I am your own. I am your own. Somebody catch the fire right here. Oh, for the fire can burn me. No matter what can turn me. No mountain can stop me. Why? Because you hold.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy, oh so worthy. Our God, he is so worthy to be praised. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We'd like to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Amen to you, and to you, Lottie Dottie, and everybody. Amen, and welcome, 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 welcome. Amen, hallelujah, to the word on this day. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I bring you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. A place where we lift up the name. Amen. We are not ashamed of the name. Amen. Hallelujah. There's power in the name. There's victory in the name. There's redemption in the name. There's salvation in the name. There's breakthrough in the name. There's deliverance in the name. There's blessings in the name. Glory be to God. There is no other name. There is no higher name. Amen. Other than the name of Jesus. Amen. What a beautiful day in the neighborhood. TGIF. Today God is first. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness and all of these other things. shall be added unto us. Amen. We like to, amen, to encourage you through the word. Amen. Because that's where the encouragement comes from. Amen. I'm telling you, when you are encouraged through the word, you are encouraged. Amen. The word holds all the power. Amen. So that's where we come. Amen. On today. And we want to, amen, to motivate you. Amen. To do better, motivate you to reach higher, motivate you to hold on and keep going. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Amen. Don't get weary and well doing. Amen. But keep going. Amen. Because God is faithful. Amen. And his word is true. Hey, hallelujah. I don't know if you haven't, amen, seen the movie Creed 3. I would encourage you to go and take a look at it. Michael Jordan and amen. They did a wonderful job. They wonderful job on that movie. And we're going to talk about that movie today a little bit. This is a 3-part series here, 3 parts. And today we're going to come with you with part 1. And the reason that we're going to make reference to the movie Creed is because it's a life story. That movie is a life story. Not only is it a movie, it's a life story. And guess what? It ties right in, amen, to the word of God and what the word of God has to say about you and your destiny and what the word has to say about your fight. Amen. And so we bless the name of the Lord. And so we titled, amen, our conversation today, Let's Get Ready to Rumble. Let's get ready to rumble. Amen. And then we have a theme, amen, a subtopic, if you would, amen. And we're calling that, what's your name? What is your name? Do you know? Do you know your name? Do you know the meaning of your name? Because guess what? Amen. God does. Amen. Hallelujah. And God has given you a name and God has given you a new name. Hallelujah. Thank God because names are very, very important. And so when we look to understand Creed 3 before you run to the movie theaters, okay, you have to watch Creed 1 and you have to watch Creed 2. Okay, because it builds up. And if you just go in watching Creed 3 for the first time, you're going to miss the history. You're going to miss the background. Our history is so important because there is a story behind our glory. See, everybody wants to, you know, participate, see, in your glory. See, but what about your story? What about the footsteps? What about the sweats? What about the tears? What about the sacrifices? See, what about those lonely nights, those lonely days, those teary nights, those teary days, those struggling days? Huh? Glory be to God. See, nobody wants to, you know, talk about that. Amen. But all of that is accumulative. Amen. To get you to where you're going. See, and if you talk to anybody that have achieved any level of success, okay, you best believe, amen, it did not come overnight. Okay, that thing, that success story was built and still being built, see, on series of events and circumstances and a lot of times struggles. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. And so when we look at Creed 1, we're going to talk about Creed 1 today. Next week, we're going to come back and talk to you about Creed 2. And then the final week, Creed 3. No, Michael Jordan did not pay me, amen, to do this. Amen. If you want to make a connection with me, I'm available. Amen. In Jesus' name. Creed 1 represents a fighter's life. The life of a fighter. And so we see that this is what it's all about. This is what it is building up on. And when we see Adonis, okay, that was his name in the movie. His mother died when he was young. His father died before he was born, and he never knew his father. All right. So he grew up, you know, in the orphanage. He grew up in detention centers. You know what I mean? He was moved around, amen, from border home, you know what I mean? It wasn't a pleasant situation. See, because he found himself in a lot of fight. He was fighting for survival. Okay, he was fighting. A lot of times he said he was hungry. You know, they was being real stingy with the food. He was fighting for respect. See, and he became a fighter because he had a lot of internal anger. See, he was angry. Number one, he wanted to know, how did he get here in the first place? Where was mommy? Where was daddy? Where was his family? Where was his loved one? Why I have to be in this situation? And so it was intense internal anger. See, and he expressed that through fighting. You didn't want to mess with him. You better not say nothing to him out of order, okay? Because he was going to sock you one. See, he felt abandoned. See, and in a sense, he was. He was sort of. Glory be to God, and we thank God, amen, that when our mother and father forsake us, then the Lord will take us up. Adonis was caught in the shadow, very, very, very angry. And so what happened, eventually, he was adopted by his stepmother, his father's wife, let's see, because his father had an affair, okay, and Adonis was conceived, but he died before Adonis was born. And so his wife, which was Adonis' stepmother, she took him in, see, and she raised him. The boy had a pretty good life. Hey, he was doing pretty good. He was raised up there in Hollywood. You know, that's a pretty good place to be. And he was educated. Okay, she gave him the best of everything. He got a good education, college degree, got a good job. He was living pretty large. See, but he still was not happy. Isn't that something? How sometimes you can have the best of everything, you're still not happy. Living large, still not happy. Driving what you want to drive, making all type of money, and still not happy. And that was Adonis' situation. He still was not happy. And so what he did one day, amen, he resigned. He had just received a nice promotion at the financial firm, nice big hefty raise, and he resigned. He put in the resignation after the promotion. Now, anytime you're going to resign just after you get promoted, you know that that's an indication, okay, that you're not happy. You're not happy at all. And the reason he was not happy is because that was not his calling. See, that he was where somebody else wanted him to be. He was where situations and circumstances and life took him, but that's not really where he wanted to be. There was something on the inside of him calling him for something different, something on the inside of him, an internal calling that was calling him for greater, calling him. And he said, I'm not going to rest until I get it, even if it means I got to start over again, even if it means I got to leave Hollywood and come to Philadelphia, and whatever I need to do, if I got to leave the money and live on Skid Row, I have to find my destiny. I have to find my purpose. His destiny and his purpose was greater than his external circumstances. He wasn't going to settle for the mediocre. He wasn't going to settle for it. He said, I got to make a connection with this thing. See, his heart, he said, I have to follow my heart. There's something in my heart. There's something pulling on my heart. There's something in my DNA. There's something, amen, that I'm made up of. I can't explain it. I don't know how to articulate it, but I know it's something greater than me. See, and I got to find it. And see what it was. He was a professional fighter. He just didn't quite know it at that time. But his father was a professional fighter, and he was one or two. And he said, you know what? I'm going to leave everything I got. I'm going to leave everything I got. Amen. He started daydreaming about it. Oh, look, don't let anybody dismiss your dreams. Go ahead and dream. It's okay to be a dreamer. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us anything about Joseph. Joseph was a dreamer. Amen. And let me tell you something. People will hate you for your dreams. People will try to sabotage you. Okay? Take you down and take you out. And And all you have is a dream. It hasn't even manifested yet. See? But they hate you for the dream. But guess what? Let them, that's their problem, not yours. Keep on dreaming. And he kept on dreaming. See? Because his father was a professional fighter. His father, amen, he, Creed, Apollo's Creed, he fought for a living. Matter of fact, he died in the ring. But let me tell you something. If a man has nothing to die for, a man has nothing to live for. See? And so what Adonis did, was he left his mama home. He said, Mama, I'm going in the ring. I'm going to pursue my calling. She didn't like it because she knew all the what her husband suffered, how her husband died. She didn't want to see the stepson go out like that either. And so she said, look, I know I can't live here. Don't worry about it. I'm going to leave, and I'm going to follow my dream. Now, the mother did not agree with his decision. Something, look, everybody's not going to agree with your decision, but it's your life. Everybody's not going to agree with your dream, but it's your dream. See? And he said, I got to be true to me. And beloved, if you're not true to yourself, you're a liar to everybody else, including yourself. If you're not true to yourself, you're a liar. See? He said, I got to be true to me. Glory be to God. And so the mother was a little aggravated, you know, and she said, I did not take you in from that detention center for you to go backwards. She said, I brought you in so you can go forward. But her definition of forward, amen, was not in agreement with his definition, and it was his life. She tried to talk him out of it. She said, look, Adonis, she said, you're better than this. She said, but you're your father's son. She let him go. He went. He dropped down from Hollywood to Philadelphia, and you know that was a drop. But he didn't care. See, because it was something on the inside of him that was calling him higher. It was something on the inside of him that was calling him to his destiny. He moved to a new place. See, beloved, sometimes when you're answering your call, sometimes when you say yes to your destiny, God will take you to a new place. You can't birth it in this situation, in this city, in this town, in this environment. God will move you to a new place. When the Lord was feeding Elijah, amen, at the brook, glory be to God, and the dirty ravens was, amen, sending, bringing him food, and the Bible tells us that the brook dried up. And then what did God do? Now, God could have miraculously put some more water in the brook. He could have did that because he's got the power and the authority to do it. But he said, no, I want you to get up here and I want you to go to Zarephath. He said, because I have ordained a woman to sustain thee, a widow woman at that. God said, I'm not going to bless you from here. I'm going to bless you from there. God don't bless from anywhere. God blesses you from somewhere. Glory be to God. And so he had to move to a new place. Get ready to move. Abraham, I'm talking to somebody right now. Get ready to move. Glory be to God. Abraham had to move to a new place. Moses had to move to a new place. Glory be to God. Adonis had to move to a new place. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So he dropped down to step up. He dropped down from Hollywood to Philly to step up in his destiny. Oh, come on, somebody. There's a revelation in that. And so he hooked up with his coach. Rocky Balboa, y'all know his name. I'm just going to call him Rocky. That was his coat. As he had been a fighter all his whole life. Amen. And they connected. He said, I want you to be my coach. There was some dialogue about that. Glory be to God. He said, look, I tell you what. He said, just give me some drills to do on my own. Just give me the drills. Amen. I'm going to implement some self-discipline. Amen. I'm going to do what I need to do. Amen. I'm going to discipline myself, and I'm going to do it. And that's exactly what he did. Because he trained hard. Oh, yeah. He was building the muscles. Amen. He was carrying the weight. Oh, yeah. Glory be to God. He was getting himself ready. Uh-huh. And so here he had entered into training camp with his famous uncle, Rocky. See? And Rocky said, all right, I knew his father. I knew his father well. Let me see if I can help the boy. All right. And so he would coach Creed, you know, along the way. He said, look here, this is Rocky talking. He said, I'm going to do the talking. You're going to do the fight. You ain't talking, I'ma talk. You gonna fight. Glory be to God. I'm not gonna fight because my fight is over. See? He said, but you got to pay attention here because I notice about you, you don't want to listen. See? And because you do not want to listen, because you're hard-headed, because you're a little stubborn, you're learning things the hard way. See? Now, learning things the hard way is a way to learn, but it ain't the best way to learn. Okay? It ain't the best way to learn things the hard way. See? And he said, you have to listen to learn. If you really want to learn, if you really want me to coach you, then you have to learn how to listen. You can't talk and listen at the same time. Glory be to God. Success is not going to come to you overnight. We know we want it overnight. We're living in a right now fast generation. Give it to me quick. Give it to me now. Huh? Glory be to God. But he said, it's not going to come overnight. Oh, no. It's not going to come overnight. You see any of those high-rise buildings around town and, you know, you're driving down, you know, and one day and there's nothing there. And you come back 3 days later and the building is up. You say, hey, they threw that building up. No, they didn't throw that building up overnight. Because, see, what you didn't see is they was down underground for months and for years, putting that foundation together. It just appeared as though the building went up overnight. But it didn't go up overnight. There's no overnight successes, beloved. Glory be to God. You're in training for reigning. Keep the training on. No, your name is not being mentioned. No, nobody's saying anything. No, you're not getting any recognition. Glory, but keep on keeping on. Glory be to God. Do not get weary in well-doing. For in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. He said, so what you going to do? Rocky was coaching him. He said, look, if you're getting knocked down, okay, while he was practicing in the ring, he said, get on up. Now, you're going to get knocked down. It's not if you get knocked down. You're going to get knocked down. There's nothing wrong with getting knocked down as part of the training. Glory be to God, but you can't stay down. He said, you got to get on up, amen, and keep on getting up. And every time you go down, get on up. See, because you're in training to win, not to get killed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? You're going somewhere. Huh? See, hallelujah. You're not going to train in the same place, see, that you're going to be fighting. He wanted Creed to know that. He said, you're training here, but this ain't where the fight's going to be. Some of you are some places right now, glory be to God, but God had you, amen, hallelujah, in training. God had you developing. God had you building up spiritual muscles. But it's not for the fight where you are now. It's about where you're going. It's not about where you are right now. It's about where you're going. Oh, glory be to God. You don't want to know why? Because the devil don't want you to be going. The devil don't want you to go. You got some people that don't want you to go either. And if you go a little bit deeper, sometimes we are afraid to go. Because not only sometimes are we struggling with, amen, the fear of failure, beloved, internally we are dealing with the fear of success. See? But what? Creed kept on practicing. Let me tell you something. This boy was so cocky, you know what I mean? When he first started, he would get in the ring and he didn't even have his headpiece on. You know that's pretty cocky. The first time he got in. Yeah. You got to be careful of that spiritual arrogance, beloved. And so here, Rocky kept coaching him. He said, now look, let me tell you right now, it's okay to dance, but we not here to dance. It's okay to sing, but we're not here to sing. He said, we're here to fight. Glory be to God. And he said, if you want to win, you got to act like it. He said, if you're going to be a fighter, you have to make choices. Fighters make choices. See, choices that can change your life forever. One choice will change your whole course forever, forever, forever. And we're fighting through circumstances. Well, we're fighting through predicaments. Amen. We're fighting opponents. And the truth of the matter is you're even fighting yourself. It's an internal warfare. Amen. That's going on. Well, we're fighting for the dream. You have a dream, but let me tell you something. It just don't come anyhow because everybody would have had it by now. You got to fight for it.
It's yours, but you got the warning. Glory be to God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. You got to fight for the victory. But the good news is you're already fighting from a place of victory. It just don't look like it. Oh, you got to fight to win. You're not fighting to lose. You're fighting to win. See? Steadfast, steadfast. And this is what Rocky was encouraging him. Say, look, man, if you want the dream, come on, rock steady, rock steady. Glory be to God. One step at a time, one fight at a time, one round at a time. Glory be to God. Just keep going. Let me tell you something, beloved, especially in God's kingdom, sometimes fast is slow and slow is fast, but just keep going. Glory be to God. Keep dreaming. Don't stop dreaming. Don't drop the dream. Don't relinquish the dream. Don't let nobody talk you out of your dream. So what that they don't agree with it? So what they don't think is possible? So what? It's not their dream. It's yours. Be careful. Guard your ear gates. Be careful who's speaking into your ears. Guard your eye gates. Be careful what you're looking at. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hold on to the dream. And you got to fight it out. Your first fight is with yourself. Oh, yeah, beloved. Let me tell you something. Before you can take down the giants without, you got to take down the giants within. You got to believe. You got to believe in you. You got to believe in God. You got to believe that God is with you. You got to believe that God is for you. You got to believe. Hallelujah. In yourself. And if God be for you, who can be against you? And so Rocky here, amen, was encouraging the boy, building him up. Amen. He said, now look, man. He said, every time you throw one, one is going to be thrown back at you. Every time you throw one, another one is coming. And we saw this, beloved, when Jesus went down in the wilderness, amen, for 40 days and 40 nights and on the devil's turf. Amen. Boxing it out. Amen. With the devil, glory. And every time the devil threw him one, amen, Jesus threw one back. Amen. With the word. Glory be to God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Creed was committed. He was committed, though. Boy was committed. Anytime he left his job, anytime he left Hollywood, the boy was committed. Amen. And he was hungry, but he wasn't quite ready for the big defeat. Beloved, sometimes we can be hungry. Sometimes, amen, we can be committed, but we're not quite ready. Why? Because we're still in training, still in practice, still some work to be done. Glory be, still some spiritual muscles to be developed. Amen. Glory be to God, because we're taking on a tough opponent. Hallelujah. Tough, tough, tough. Amen. But to learn, you got to listen. Amen. Hallelujah. To be a hearer. Amen. And a doer of God's word. And so Rocky kept encouraging him, one punch at a time, man. Don't worry about the third punch, the fourth punch, the fifth punch. Let's get to the next punch and the next punch. One round at a time. You got 12 rounds here. Don't worry about round three, round six, round nine. Let's just get through this. One, two, three. Let's do one at a time. Don't worry about the second step, the third step, one step at a time. Did not the Bible tell us that the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord? Ah, the referee comes in right before the fight, amen, and gives them all the rules, the three, a knockdown rule, amen, whatever the referee sees fit. Glory be to God. You can't be saved by the bell. You're governed by the state. Glory be to God. And he said, you got to, amen, obey the commands. Amen. You got to obey the rules. And you must protect yourself at all times. Rocky wanted Creed to know that, look, man, you special. You special. Well, you got to believe that you are special. Beloved, let me drop this in here. You got to know, amen, that you are the apple of God's eye. You got to know that if you were the only person on the world, on the earth, Jesus would have still come. That's how special you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Glory be to God. And you're here in this ring, he said, because of your name, huh? And because of the name of your father, amen, which was Apollos Creed. Glory be to God. So I want to ask you right now, what's your name? What's your father's name? Glory be to God. a creed, amen. He was chosen for the fight. Glory be to God. That was his father's name. He was a little apprehensive at first, a little bit. He didn't want to use the name. He wanted to say Johnson. Okay, he didn't want to use the name Creed, amen, but that was his father's name. And his mother encouraged him to build his own legacy. Thank God for your mother's legacy. Thank God for your pastor's legacy. Thank God for your neighbor's legacy. Huh? But build your own legacy. You are unique in your own right. You have gifts. You have callings. You have talents. You are special. And God loves you just as much as he loves the next person. Build your own legacy. And she brought him, amen, and surprised him with a gift, a pair of boxing shorts, amen, that say Creed on the front, amen, and Johnson on the back, amen. Look forward to your future, leave the back, and leave your past behind. Brother Paul said this, amen, I'm pressing forward, amen, and forgetting those things which are behind, amen. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Yes, accept the name. Well, it's a new name. Somebody say, I got a new name. God changed Abraham to Abraham. Abram's name was changed to Abraham. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sarah's name was changed. Jacob's name was changed. Peter's name was changed. I come to tell you, God got a new name for you. Take on the new name, glory be to God, and go for your destiny. Take on the new name, glory be to God, and fight for your destiny. Glory be to God. Huh? Because without the name, there is no fight. She wanted to remind him, are you not Apollos Creed's son or not? I want to remind somebody right now, is God your father or not? Are you his daughter or not? Are you his son or not? Then you got to take on the name. And the Bible tells us, amen, in the name of Jesus, we can have anything we ask for according to his will. There's power in that name. There's victory in that name. There's status in that name. Take on the name. Use the name. Don't be afraid to use the name. And so that's what he did. Amen. Hallelujah. He decided, amen, to slip out of Johnson into Creed. Well, glory be to God. And the critics started talking all around the boxing ring. Also, you know what I mean? Hey, he has the name, Creed, but does he have the game? Can he fight? See? And that's what the devil was saying about you right now. Glory be to God. Oh, you carrying the name. You're carrying the name of your heavenly father. You got the name, glory be to God. But do you have the game? Can you fight? And so the devil comes at you, beloved, 24/7. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, he's fighting. But guess what? It's a fixed fight. Rocky was the coach. See, and he was coaching, amen. Everybody knew he was a superstar, but it was not Rocky's fight. No, it wasn't Rocky's fight, amen. It was Creed's fight. Creed had to fight this one for yourself. Beloved, let me tell you something, amen. This is your fight. You got to fight it. Your pastor not going to fight it. Your spouse not going to fight it. This your fight. This is your battle. The situation you in right now, God wants you to know that you can make this, that you are more than a conqueror. Amen. The victory belongs to you, glory be, that you can do this. Ah, my God, the earnest, sincere prayer of one righteous person availeth much. Hallelujah. His name, hallelujah, was Adonis Creed. He said, listen, let me tell you this as I get to my point here. Glory be to God. He said, now you got to bring the fight on. Because you're coming up against the champion of the world, amen. So you got to bring, amen, the fight on. See, because you could get laid out. He wanted, he told him straight up, straight forward. He said, now let me tell you what's going on here. He said, you got to remember that your opponent has more experience than you. He's taller than you. He's stronger than you. He has a reach, amen, hallelujah, of better than yours. See, he's more strategic, been around for a long time. Come on, somebody. Knows what he's doing. And so when he heard all these words, all it did, it didn't make him afraid. It just made him more radical, made him more radical, made him more radical, more determined, more fierce. He said, I got to do this. He said, I'm ready. He said, I'm ready. Let's get the fight on. I'm ready. Let's begin the rumble. He said, because if we don't do it, how do we get it done? Beloved, God is asking that same question to you and me today. If you don't do it, how is it going to get done? God is giving you to do something to do. God is giving you, amen, a part to play. Glory be to God, a gift to bring to this generation. Glory be to God. If you don't do it, how's it going to get done? And so he dealt with that. He said, okay, I'm ready. It's time to rise to the occasion. Let's get the fight on. Let's begin to rumble. And he went 12 rounds. Amen. With the heavyweight of the world. Glory be to God. He was determined. Amen. That he was going to win. He was going to determine that he was going to shut his mouth. How he was going to do it. One punch at a time. Huh? One step at a time. One round at a time. And he went in there and the battle was on. Amen. Glory be to God. The fight had begun. Amen. And it looked, amen, as if he was winning. See, it looked as though the opponent was winning in the beginning. Glory be to God. And Rocky had to holler out, say, it looked like he's winning, man, because you're playing his game. Beloved, to win in life, glory be to God. Hey, you got to play your own game. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. According to God's rules. You can't play nobody else's game. That's their game. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah, when you take it, give it back. It don't look like it's a match. Hallelujah. But remember, you're not really fighting the opponent. You're fighting, amen, yourself. Look in the mirror. Glory be to God. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you say you're a winner or if you say you're a loser, either way, you're right. Whatever you believe is what it's going to be. Who are you? Are you special? Did God call you to do something? Did God call you to give something? Did God call you to be something? What are you dreaming about? Don't you know it's a purpose that dream is in your heart? You can't shake it out. You can't pray it out. You can't sleep it out. Amen. The dream is there because it's a part of you. God put it in you. Glory be to God. It is your gift to earth. Hallelujah. He said, take the trouble out of the way. And so as the fight went on and they started getting around, amen, to the 12th round, glory be to God, the opponent went down in about the 11th round, 12th round, but he didn't go out. Rocky had to, amen, remind Creed. He said, look here, man, you're fighting a sleeping giant. Glory be to God. Creed wanted to finish. They said, man, you sure you can make this? You got your eyes puffy, your teeth, they ain't looking right. You're going to make this? So he said, I got to finish my fight because I got to prove that I was not a mistake. I got to take this thing 100. 99 and a half won't do. I can't quit midway. No, I didn't come this far to quit. I got to go in if I'm living or if I'm dying. He said, I got to do it. And this was his mindset. And he went to 12th round. Hallelujah. Him against, hallelujah, the opponent. Actually, him against himself. What Creed was doing, and he didn't realize it then, that he was fighting, amen, the him now versus the him later. I said, between where you are now and where God is taking you, it's a fight. It's a spiritual fight. It's a war. The devil don't want you to make it. Your testimony's going to be too great. Folks are going to be saved. Folks are going to be delivered. They're not going to believe your story. See, so you're fighting, amen, the you, amen, that you are now versus the you, amen, that God wants you to be. Now, you got to make a decision which one you want. Ah, my God, my God, my God. The you now or the you later. God says he has a plan to bring you to an expected end. You want that or not? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen. As the story goes around the 12th round, amen. Hallelujah. The opponent wins this fight. Oh, yeah. I know in most movies, glory be to God, everybody thought Creed was going to be the winner. Not in this fight, glory be to God. The opponent went down, but the opponent got down. The opponent won that fight. He didn't win the war, but he won the fight. They kept saying it was an unforgettable fight. It was a tremendous fight. Matter of fact, it sort of closed with Rocky saying this, the Creed. He said, man, if you had only another 10 seconds, you would have got it. Beloved, the movie went off. Glory be to God. Creed didn't have another 10 seconds, but you do. Creed didn't have another 10 seconds, but if you're listening to me today, you do. God is giving you another 10 seconds. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 12 says this, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and have professed a good profession against many witnesses. Beloved, you got to fight. Isn't it amazing how the Lord says that we have to fight, that we have to exercise our faith? Now, we're not talking about a flesh and blood type of fight. We're talking about you are in a spiritual warfare daily. Glory be to God. Maybe right now I'm talking to someone, you never knew your parents. Maybe your parents have transitioned going on, huh? Maybe you grew up in foster homes, boarding homes, around group homes, huh? Glory. Maybe some of you are caught in the shadows of life, huh? Maybe you're educated, maybe you're uneducated. Maybe you're male or female, unhappy, whatever your situation is. Amen. Everybody has a story. I come to encourage you this morning, do not settle for less. Do not settle for less. God is moving you to a new place, a place to fulfill your destiny. What the hell that you have been experiencing, the turmoil and the circumstances that you've been experiencing, it's just been training for reigning. Before David could take a lion down, God had David in the backside of the desert. He was training him with the lion. David had to kill the lion. David had to kill the bear before David could kill Goliath. David was in training for reigning. I come to tell you, beloved, you got to kill some stuff. Glory be to God in the spirit. Glory be to God because you're in training for reigning. God is taking you somewhere. It is part of your destiny, part of your heritage. Glory be to God. You got to make up your mind if you want to go. Hallelujah. You have to follow the dream. Don't let nobody steal your dream. Yeah, they're going to hate up on you. Guess what? They don't have no power over you. They took Joseph down. Amen. Joseph's brother threw him in the pit, but he got out. Sometimes you might fall down too, but I come to encourage you. You're going to get up and you're going to get out. Because God is going to be the one to bring you out. No weapon formed against you shall prosper every tongue that rises in judgment. Amen. You already condemned. You're going to live and not die. Don't worry. You're going to make it through this. There is no testimony without a test. There is no message without a misery. Baby, this is just your story. Start writing the book. Glory be to the living God. You're in training for reigning. Just like Rocky told Creed, amen, he said, let me do the talking. Beloved, let God do the talking. What is God saying? What is his word saying? What is his spirit saying? It's a time to talk and it's a time to be silent. Hush and let God speak. Glory be to God. Listen, don't be a hearer only, but be a doer. That's where the blessing is. Hearing and doing, hearing and doing, hearing and doing, hearing and doing. Glory be to God. In the life, amen, in sports, amen. Boxing, beloved, there's a 3 knockdown rule, but God has a 7 knockdown rule. He says, if you fall down, get back up. If life knocks you down, get back up. People betray you, get back up. Situations don't work right, glory, get back up. You lose everything, get back up. He didn't say you wasn't going to fall from time to time. He said, just don't stay there. Get back up. You got to fight the fight. You got to race to win. And God is rooting on you. You have a great crowd of witnesses rooting you on, rooting you on. You can do this. Yes, you can. You are more than a conqueror. Hey, my God, suke, suke. Don't worry about the enemies without. Deal with the enemy within. Deal with your fears. Deal with your insecurities and your idiosyncrasies. Tear down those strongholds that's trying to block you and stop you. Because the truth of the matter is, you're the only one that can stop you. Your enemies don't have the power to stop you. Satan don't have the power to stop you. The only person that can stop you is the person who can stop you is you. Glory be to God. And Creed knew this. See, beloved, let me tell you something in our warfare life, and I'm finished. See, sometimes, beloved, it look like you're losing. But when you walk with God, you win even when it look like you're losing. You want to know why? Because you can't lose. The only way you can lose is if God lose. The only way you can go down, and you got to go down on God's back. You are a winner. Satan already lost. Satan lost at Calvary. The work of the cross cannot be undone. Jesus was resurrected from the grave, and he said, and all power belongs to me. He lost right then when Jesus took the keys of hell and death. Beloved, you are a bona fide winner. And the devil takes circumstances and situations to put people around you to make you think that you a loser. It ain't nothing, amen, of losing about you. Only thing you losing is the old. Only thing you losing is the baggage. Only thing you losing is the weight and the sin that keeps tripping you up. That's the only thing you losing because you want to get rid of that. And you taking on a new mindset, a winning mindset. I can do this because God said I can do it. I was created to do it. It looks difficult, but I can do it. It looks impossible, but I can do it. Why? Because man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. With man, it might be impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. Glory be to God. Baby, you got to play the game. You got to play by the rules, but you got to play by God's rules. Open the book. Open the book. Genesis or Revelation. Open the book. If this is your first time in it, start in the New Testament in the book of St. John. Open the book, baby. The word of God is the mind of God on paper. Let's get the rules. And if you abide by the rules, you will not be disqualified. Hey, my God, suck it. Whatever the referee sees fits. Hallelujah. You see, beloved, when we fight in this spiritual warfare that we are engaged in as believers, amen, hallelujah, the fight is governed by the kingdom, the rules of the kingdom. Yeah. And the kingdom of God is not in word, but it's in power. Power to take the opponent out. Power to take the devil out. Power to overcome sickness. Power to overcome poverty. Poverty to overcome situations and dilemmas. Power to run through a troop and leap over a wall. Power to take down every visible and invisible wall. Power. Holy Ghost power. That is the govern, that the rules that govern the kingdom. How you gonna lose with the God you choose? Glory be to God. God did not, when Adonis' mother told him that I didn't bring you in to take you back, with God is saying, telling you the same thing. He said, I didn't bring you back. I didn't bring you this far to take you backwards. Y'all know the song? He did not bring us out this far to take us back again. But he brought us out to take us into the promised land. God said, I didn't bring you this far to take you backwards. You got to keep going. But it's hard. Keep going. But it's so difficult. Keep going. But they ain't walking with me. Keep going. Keep going. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, inasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Glory be to God. Obey God's commands. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Protect yourself at all times. See, let me tell you something. The devil sees if there's a dent in your spiritual armor. The spiritual armor that the Lord tells us to put on in Ephesians chapter 6. Protect yourself, because the curse causeless will not come. Live a life of obedience. Live a life of faith and love. Oh, love is the highest order. Come on now, that agape love, that God's kind of love. Glory be to God. That God living through you. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. I come to tell you the same way that Apollos was chosen, Adonis was chosen. I come to tell you that you are chosen too. Before the foundation of the world, before your daddy put his seed in your mama and you was conceived in your mama's womb, God knew you even before then. You was not a mistake. Don't let nobody tell you you was a mistake. You was not a mistake. I don't care what your past look like. I don't care what you've been through and what you're going through now. You are not a mistake. You have destiny in you. You have a calling in you. You have a purpose in you. And God don't see that you do it if you want it. You got to get hungry for it. You got to know it. There is no way possible for you to fail. You got to stop believing the devil's lies, because he's a liar. He can't tell the truth if he wanted to. And on the other hand, God is not a liar, and he can't lie even if he wanted to. God is preparing you here to win somewhere. This is your preparation time. Don't give up. Call somebody. Call us. We're a praying ministry. We'll pray with you. Call somebody. Come on. Get a prayer partner. Two or three. Do what you need to do. Whatever you do, don't turn around. Whatever you do, don't quit. Keep fighting, baby. It's preparation. Oh, it got hard. It got hard. Watch the movie. It got hard. Oh, it got a little grueling, but he didn't quit. Because all that was necessary for him to win. It's your prep. Oh, look, amen. What we are going through is building a more eternal weight of glory. It's a light affliction, but it's building you muscle. Look, when you go to the gym, okay, nobody wants to be exercising on the bike and all that, sweating like a hound dog. See? It's afflicting, but it's building some. Yeah, it's building some muscles, and you're looking good, too. But so it is in the spirit. So it is in the spirit. You got to pray and keep on praying. Read, amen, and keep on reading and obey. Amen. Do what the word tells you to do as the Holy Spirit leads you to do it. Read Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Put on your whole armor. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit. Come on now, put your armor on. Don't go into the boxing ring unprepared. The devil's no joke, but neither are you, because God lives in you. And greater is he that lives within you than he that lives within the world. Glory be to God. Fight the good fight. The Bible didn't say just fight a fight, some okey-doke fight. No, he said fight a good fight. Fight like you want to win. Fight like your life depends on it. Your legacy depends on it. Your heritage depends on it. Your healing depends. Your fortune, your family, everything depends on your fight. You have to fight the good fight of faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Fight like you want to win. Take it down the giant from within first. Beloved, if you're knocked down this morning, I come to encourage you that you're not knocked out. So get up. Get up. Get up. Might take you a couple hours. Get up. Get up. Hold on to the ring. Get up. You tried it before. Try it again. Get up. Get up. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. You are a rising champ. Adonis knew that he was a rising champ. Yeah, he lost a couple battles, but he knew inside of him he was a rising champ. I come to tell you, you are a rising champ. Get up. Shake off that depression. Shake it off. Shake off anything that's not of God. Shake it off. Glory be to God. Begin to sing. Begin to dance. Begin to praise. Glory be to God. Shake it off. How am I going to do that, Pastor Bradford? One punch at a time. One round at a time. One step at a time. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Change your appetite. Change your diet. Change your food. Beloved, you are a child of God. Use the name. In the name of Jesus, you have the victory. Use the name. In the name of Jesus, Satan's will the demons will have to flee. Use the name. Oh, glory be to God. Don't worry about your critics. Just be reminded of what's your name. You know God's name. Now, what's your name? Because God knows it. He's rooting on you. And beloved, if you don't do it, how in the world will it be done? Huh? How in the world will it be done? This is your 10 seconds right here. Hallelujah. Beloved, life is a fight. And we all must fight through seasons, through situations, through circumstances, episodes of depression. It's a real fight. Okay? And you can't avoid it. Huh? But a fight is not a fight without opposition. You got to know that you're stronger than the opposition. Press through. Don't quit. Keep fighting. Press through. Don't quit. Keep fighting. It's a fixed fight. Oh, baby, it's a fixed fight. They say that, yeah, that boxing is a fixed fight. Look, later for that right now, wrestling, they say that's a fixed fight. I'm going to tell you right here, this warfare that you're in, amen, with your opponent, the number one enemy, Satan, to destroy your destiny and abort your future, it's a fixed fight. Guess who wins? You win, he loses. You win, he loses. You won, he lost. But you got to know it. Why? Because you're fighting hard. You're fighting strong. You're fighting stronger. I come to give you a shout out. This is Pastor Alfreda. Amen. Hallelujah. From Pennsylvania. Hallelujah. That it's time for you to rise to the occasion. You've been here too long. You've been here too long. And this knockdown position too long, it is time for you to rise to the occasion. It's your time. It's your set season. It's a new day. It's a new anointing that have come your way. It's a season of power and prosperity. This is your season, baby. This is your time. Are you ready? I can't hear you. Are you ready? That's better. Now let's get ready to rumble. Bring the fight on. We declare war. Fight for it, baby. We declare war. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't close. Amen. How we're going to come back next week with part two and part three the following week. But I got to let you know this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody has an opponent, but there's one undefeated champion that wins every time. And that's called time. Time is an undefeated champion. It takes everybody out. I don't care how much you trained, how much you gave, how much you did, where you lived, what you did and didn't do. Time takes everyone out. And time is running out. Please don't let time run out on you. Give your life to Jesus today. Give your life to Jesus. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved.
Just repeat after me. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. I promise it's over. Repeat after me. Father, I'm a sinner. I come to you in my sins just as I am. I come in faith, thanking you for your grace and for your mercies. I confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and I invite him into my heart to save my soul, to be my God, to be my friend, to be my Lord, to be my Savior, and to show me the way that I need to go. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you that my new name, that winning name, that victorious name, that righteous name is confirmed in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Write to us. The information is down at the bottom of the screen on our website. Send us an email. Give us a phone call. Amen. Glory be to God. Communicate with us. Amen. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Okay. Hallelujah. If you was blessed by the word today, we ask that you would sow. Amen. A generous seed. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. That we might continue to carry the gospel. Amen. Around the world. Amen. And amen. We're going to come back next week with part two. Let's get ready to rumble. Ah, woo, baby, baby. I'm so excited. I'm ready to give it to you now. But I'm not out of words, but I'm out of time. Hallelujah. Amen. Meet us back here next week. Amen. For part two. Let's get ready. The rumble. Get your dream back. Get your fight back. And go forward. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Love you, love you, love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good day and a good week. Amen. God bless.
Against your home, the enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will.